Okay.
We could cut out parts if we need to.
Okay.
Mic check one, mic check two. Just make sure you speak directly to the mic.
Gotcha.
I'm good over. I'm good. I'm in frame.
Can you scoot up a little bit more?
Okay. I'm looking over there. Good. All right. We good. We rolling. All right. This is a show called Forever Below. So I'm going to do a quick intro on the show.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into it.
Okay.
All right. There we go. All right. Three, two, one. Greetings and what's up? This is the inaugural episode to Forever Blowed on GMRNS TV. I'm your host, Your Highness Tafari, and we got a dynamic special guest, something bubbling right now. We love what's happening, but let me get into exactly what the term blowed is in case y'all may not know exactly what it is. I think it really originated right here in the Bay. We are in Tampa, Florida, but, you know, it might be a Florida thing, but we can talk about that later, but I say the Bay. And in case you don't know, when people say blowed here, they mean as in mind blowed, as your mind has been blown. You're in a state of shock. You're like, what? You know, your mind blows. So when you hear somebody say, man, you blowing me, that means, like, you blowing their mind. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing else, you know what I'm saying? So let's just get that clear first. So the whole essence of the show Forever Blow is to just talk about really how people are below in a multitude of ways. From my personal experience, people are like hiding this. They're trying to use various ways in society, social media, out in public, to try to fake like they're not below. But it's a lot of pain and suffering and confusion going on. So that's why I think that people are forever below. So let's get into it. We got our first episode and we got our first guest on the show this evening here in the Bay. Yes, we are here live. We're going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself and then we're going to get into a little something about you. Please, if you could, for the people.
What's up, everybody? I'm Yasmeen, but you might know me as JasmineFlower81 on TikTok.
Okay. JasmineFlower81 on TikTok. Yasmeen, and I know you, Yasmeen, you know, yeah. So we here just vibing, you know, talk what we're talking about. Just to give some people some insight about you, mother, independent,
yes.
You do your own thing,
yep.
And you've been around for a while, so you know what's going on out here in the world, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
And we're here to talk about a certain subject, you know what I'm saying? So let's just get right into it, you know?
Okay.
So if you could just explain, like, let me get into it a little bit too. You put out a TikTok reel, a video.
Mm-hmm.
It had some captions in it, some sound in it, and it kind of gave you kind of shocked the internet a little bit. You gave them a little uproar. So that's just a brief narrative. We're going to let you explain and get into exactly what you're here for, what happened on TikTok and all that.
Okay, so I basically came across a trend that was circulating, and it was around, I'm a black person and I'm afraid to admit this.
Okay, okay, okay.
And so a lot of people was saying things, you know, comical. I'm a black person and I can admit that I can't play spades and stuff like that.
Okay.
And when I came across the trend, I was like, oh, I want to do it. But the first thing that came to my mind was something that I've always been afraid to admit as a black person.
Okay, okay.
And
okay.
Ironically, it was that hood people make me nervous or anxious.
Okay.
And that's what set everybody off.
Okay, okay. All right, we're going to make sure we go to that and let the people see it too. So
yeah.
I did see the video myself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You basically in there smiling. They got your picture, but you got the caption in there explaining exactly what you just said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What you're afraid to say. Hood people make you
anxious.
Anxious, okay.
Yes, nervous.
So that was definitely wasn't that wasn't like the play one. Like you said, usually people were doing I can't play spades, so I can't do something like that. So okay, so you put that video out and just give the people a little background. What exactly happened when you put the video out?
So when I put the video out, like at first a lot of people was feeling me, you know, they was saying how, you know, they could relate, they understand where I'm coming from, and then they were kind of giving their experiences of why they feel the same, you know. It started drifting from my original meaning to people like actually saying like the hood itself is a scary place.
Okay.
Which I can understand and relate to a little bit as well.
Okay.
Because I'm from the hood.
Straight up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the video, you put it out and I was looking at it too. You know what I'm saying? Because of course, Karimi, your sister, and she showed it. She showed me the video, and then she was like, "Damn, this shit! The views just kept going up and up and up, and then it just kind of got legs of its own and just started running all over the place."
It did.
Know what I'm saying?
So, it really did.
Like, and the last time we checked, like, how many views does the video have at this current time?
The last time I checked, it has about 1.2 million views.
God damn.
It's probably more than that by now.
Okay, okay, okay. So yeah, it definitely got its legs. I saw it on Twitter, I saw it on YouTube, I saw your picture on thumbnails with people's shows.
Yes.
I was like, they're gonna ask me right now. Yes. So all right, so let's get into the video because that's what we're here for.
Right.
And of course, by the uproar of reaction you got, from my angle, it's a lot of different interpretations. You know, people start just like you say, from your original meaning, they start going here, start going there.
Right.
So, and the one thing I did want to ask you, because you said the hood people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can just define in your own words, like, what is, to you, what is hood people?
So to me, a hood person or hood people are those individuals that they have a low vibrational mindset.
Okay.
And I feel like that low vibrational mindset comes from them being a product of them, of their living circumstances. Those living circumstances usually stem from, you know, poverty-stricken environments, you know, lots of crime, high crime, a lot of people just in despair, just trying to make it and can't.
Okay.
And so they never really found a way to rise above that and elevate. It's like they got stuck because they really saw no way out.
Okay.
And also, you know, with the outside environments being so harsh, I feel like a lot of times these individuals didn't have the support that they needed inside the homes either. So it was like it was a lose-lose for them.
Okay, okay.
And that's what I mean by that. So usually these people, they tend to be very reckless in their thinking. They vibrate very low. They don't really have like, they don't display like basic principles, morals, values that, you know, other people have.
Okay. All right. So it's interesting. That's a good definition. Very clear. Interesting because, of course, as you admitted earlier, you're from the hood.
Yes.
But I see that, like, you had a definition of hood people.
Right.
Which seems like it's separate that you identify with yourself.
Right.
Like, what's the difference? We would say, like, is there a difference in the hood? With, is it two sides? So just get into that because it seemed like it's two things going on.
It is. So I would say I don't identify as being a hood person, like somebody with that type of mindset, because the structure I had inside my home, like I had a mother that was, you know, very active in my life.
Okay.
She taught us, you know, She showed us a better way of life.
Okay.
You know, we didn't get a chance to really be out in the ways of, you know, our environment.
Okay. Okay.
And so we just had more structure and more better teachings and guidance.
Okay.
And I think that's what separates, because when I, you know, like I said, I'm from there, so my friends, a lot of my friends, they didn't have that. And so I saw the difference between myself and them based on those things.
Okay. All right. So that's key.
Mm-hmm.
You said a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I think we kind of touched on this a little bit of like the mentality and the frame of mind. Like,
yes.
So it's basically like you can be, from your definition, from the hood,
mm-hmm.
but you can not carry that hood mindset.
Right.
Like you described, low vibrational, right. low morals, you know
yes.
what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Okay, that's interesting because I think a lot of people, when they see that, and I did see some of the comments, they was kind of putting it in all kind of different things. So, I want you to talk about some of your experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, because you're from the hood.
Right.
So you've seen a lot of this shit firsthand. You know what I'm saying? And just talk about your experiences some, if you don't mind, that kind of let you lead to that. Like, you had to come out and admit, like, no, I'm kind of afraid. I get anxiety with being around this. Get into some of your experiences, if you don't mind. You know, something else.
Absolutely. So growing up in the hood for me was traumatic because I couldn't relate to my peers. And mm-hmm. I was often very quiet, very reserved, and very shy. And that's just not what, you know, everybody was.
Yeah,
so I was considered somewhat of an outsider.
Okay.
And I would get targeted by people or, you know, kids that felt I was a little bit weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I endured a lot of bullying and teasing and... Okay. That was very hard for me because I was never a confrontational person still to this day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I often had a hard time dealing with being around those types of people.
Okay.
Because I always had to like fight myself like, oh my God, like I don't want to be around this, but I don't have a choice because this is where I live.
Yeah.
Oftentimes my mother would have to pull me out of certain schools because, you know, girls would always try to fight me for no reason. I mean, it was bad. I used to get, you know, stuff written about me on the school walls. And
oh, damn. Okay.
It got so bad that I actually started skipping school just to avoid the confrontation that I would have to face.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, the threats.
Yeah.
And my poor mom, like, she had to pull me out of schools more than once. But, you know, she was a little bit scared for me as well.
Okay, okay.
So that trauma comes from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of this has been going on in your life since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate. I mean, I'm from the hood, too. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, I've seen all the kind of shit that you describe. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I don't really get down there like that personally as well. You know, I'm more of a peaceful person also. But
right.
And what I've learned through life, now being an adult,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the children, they're going through, like you say, so much drama and pain and low mindset.
Right.
Things in their life and their household, they're looking to take it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you might, it's not, I always tell people, like, it's not that a person can't fight when they're younger. A lot
right.
of times people just don't want to fight.
Right.
And then you have a person that's more apt to try to fight, and then mm-hmm. it looks like the person that's not want to fight, like they scared
mm-hmm.
or they nutting up, but they just not violent like that. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And, I know all children come out not violent, but your environment can change how you are.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I can relate to some of that, you know, people try to isolate you. They'll try to tease you more,
mm-hmm.
pick on you and stuff like that. You got to be like, I remember being in school, I had to circle. I ain't going to walk down this hall. I'm going to go down this hall
and yep,
go
to this thing.
Because it's just a lot of shit you're going to go through. You know what I'm saying? So I can relate and stuff like that. So I want you to get into not like, it's interesting because I know some people, when they hear hood, they automatically identify with black people.
Yeah, that was a very interesting thing because I guess a lot of people were saying that I generalized and it was very broad.
Mm.
And I understand to a certain extent, but it's like if I had worded it the way people wanted me to, I think I still would have received the same results and the same backlash. Simply because people equate those things to black people.
That's true.
And I asked a lot of my commenters, like, okay, shouldn't it tell you something? Shouldn't it, if you're equating this to us, shouldn't it tell you that there's a problem and that this is something that we do need to discuss?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's telling me.
Yeah, true.
We all know that this mindset is not just limited to us. I've dealt with it from other races as well.
Yeah.
But if we gonna be real,
you know what I'm saying? You're right.
In my hood, it was mostly just us.
Yeah, straight up. And I mean, and the term hood honestly got more coin behind black people. Like, you got back in the 80s, Eazy had a song called The Boys in the Hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They had a movie, Boys in the Hood, with Cube. So, like, that term hood, of course, is short for, like, neighborhood.
Right.
But the use of it got coined with black people, like in the hood, in the slums, in the ghetto, the more impoverished areas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the facts, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I just, like you said, I just be real, like,
That's what I said.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you straight up what it is. Niggas do be like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, not all, but like a lot of niggas in the hood do be like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a mentality and there's reasons for, it's reasons for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, like, you know, it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of trauma. You know, black people come from years and generations of slavery, uneducation. You know, so there's answers to the questions, but the reality still is the reality. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when I first saw the post and I saw it, I was like, I can feel where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the people, you know what I'm saying, especially black people grew up in the hood, like, they carry that mentality, carry that behavior. They do look out to try somebody that's not on that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't got this on. You ain't wearing this.
Right.
You ain't cool. Like, I might try you just to try you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so that's true. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want you to elaborate now on, like, some of the responses. Some of the responses you've been getting, like, from this post, because it's obviously, it's a truth behind it.
Yes.
It can't be denied. But, like,
right.
What's your emotions? What's your reactions to some of the responses?
I mean, at first, things started off really positive. People could relate. People understood. And then it kind of veered off to the other side, the dark side. And I saw myself being called all kinds of coons racist, classist, whitewashed. Like, I'm trying to bring down my own people. I'm trying to cause a division, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I just felt like that was reaching a lot.
Yeah, I know it's a touchy subject because sometimes the shit hit home and people start feeling the weight. I mean, it got some kind of truth to it.
Right.
I mean, regardless, I even saw some things in there, like, people were saying, like, you should be talking like this in front of these white people.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I mean, it's not a secret, man.
It's not a secret. And my thing is, a lot of people were saying that to me, and my point of view is, you worried about a conversation that we're having on TikTok might, while all of this other stuff is being done out in the forefront, in front of these same people. Like, they've been seeing, and they're going to continue to see, because y'all are going to continue to keep behaving in this manner.
True. That's real.
So, I mean, I don't get
that part.
I
mean, it's right there. It's like, what you shave? Like, honestly, if you really look at it, if you identify in white society and saying not to do that, they're partly responsible for implementing the hood mentality.
Yeah.
Of course, like, we come from slavery. They done things specifically, projects. It's like a science project.
Right.
They brought drugs, guns into the hood. They do poor food. We a popular case about the Flint water.
Right.
Years ago, they do certain things in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Tuskegee experiment with syphilis. So, why are people they got their hands in on it too, of helping to create the mentality. You know what I'm saying? Now, individuals perpetuate it. You know what I'm saying? But that is what it is. So.
Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of people were trying to gaslight me for even bringing it up, because it's something that they want to keep swept under the rug. And I think that's a real big problem in our communities. Like, we want to keep sweeping stuff under the rug, and it's not getting us anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. We need to deal with stuff out in the front and out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that you're coming forward with this, because I know some people will see it, like you're saying, have all kind of interpretations.
Right.
But it just gives you an opportunity to elaborate a little more on it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, so what do you see? Where do you see black people at, like, as far as the hood mentality? Like, why is it so detrimental to you that people are carrying this? Like, where do you see the destination? What's the byproducts of it?
I mean, I have children. I have daughters that are also being affected by this lifestyle and these behaviors.
Okay.
So it really bothers me, and it hits home, because I feel I have to deal with the emotions that come with, you know, what they're going through. That's hard as a parent.
Yeah.
I see a lot of the things that's happening with these children.
Yeah.
And it's hard to take in.
Yeah.
It really is. And so I just, oh my God, I just wish that they can stop being so dense and just take a look at what they're doing and seeing what it's doing to their own communities, to their own children, to their own mothers, you know?
That's really
suffering from, you know, this type of mindset. It's not good.
Yeah.
And it's high time that we talk about it.
Yeah.
And acknowledge it and call it out.
I agree. I mean, this could just be a start to it because this is something that we do got to address head on because it's detrimental to survival, how I see it as us as a people going forward. You know what I'm saying? We can't, a lot of, you know, fun is subjective. And a lot of stuff might be like, there's a lot of hush and it's cool. You hang with your friend, you know. That's all fun and games. But when you look at black people as a whole and our position in society and where we're heading, as a majority, there's always individual cases, but as a majority, it's not good to perpetuate it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the music does it. You know what I'm saying? And that's a part of it, too, because the people that own the record labels are mostly white people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so, and it is, it's a destructive mindset. And you can't blame people. Like, you know, I always tell people, like, stereotypes are not bad, bro. A lot of the stereotypes are true.
Are true,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, and a stereotype can maybe help you in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Even if it maybe not be true or not, it might can help you. So
I'm
always a person to say lean into it and examine it to see if it is, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And as far as dealing with us, we got to get to this. I mean, I agree. We got to get this out in the open. We got to talk more about it. So hopefully if your video has sparked a conversation, well, we can have a conversation right now, you know what I'm saying? And online, like, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive thing because obviously there's a lot of people that feel the same way you feel.
Yes, a whole lot. You would not believe how many people have jumped on this trend and are saying the same things, you know, in their own way, but it's generating conversations because once everybody shares, then you got all these people commenting and then they're reposting and getting it out there. And that's why it's got so widespread.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up, man. I mean, y'all heard it. She said she wasn't afraid to admit it. She said, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, the hood people give her anxiety. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of evidence. It's a lot of truth behind it. I know a lot of people are going to get offended.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a statement that says the truth is an offense, but it's not a sin. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
So it's a way to start a discussion off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So anything you want to take us out with today? I mean, in regard to the video or anything, you know?
I mean, I know I took the whole trend from a funny matter to a serious matter.
Yeah.
But back to a funny matter.
Okay.
Something else that I was afraid to admit as a black person.
Okay.
But I'm not scared to admit it anymore because it don't even matter, but I don't have no type of rhythm. You would think that we are like...
Yeah, true.
Everybody thinks that all black people have rhythm and we can dance. I can't. Yeah. It's okay. Absence. It's not there, and I guess, I don't know.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There's the funny one for y'all.
They're going to be like, see, that's why she ain't got a rhythm. That's why she... Okay, that's a funny one then. You know what I'm saying? All right, I mean, give thanks, Yasmin, for your time. Let them know where to find you on TikTok once again, if you could, please.
Yes, y'all can find me on TikTok at JasmineFlower1981. And, they know where to find me.
Okay, y'all heard it.
They got me.
Y'all heard it, JasmineFlower1981. This is the inaugural episode of Forever Blowed. We're going to get into more shit like this. Good thanks, Yasmin, for your time. And, man, y'all go look up on TikTok. Y'all go follow her. You know what I'm saying? We got more content to come. Y'all know this shit is real, too. Don't act like she would lie. You know what I'm saying? This is Forever Blowed. I'm your host, Johannes Tafara. Give thanks for y'all time. We out.
Thanks.
Hell of a man, boy. You got about 30 or 45 seconds.
Yeah, I think I was timed. I didn't even see your phone. It went black.
Oh, for real?
I couldn't see.